Dream of the Amazon, featuring Harold Noyce, world-famous explorer in person.
Gene have their minds made up, and that means their minds are made up. As you recall, it is the intention of Mr. Noyce and Pedro to leave the two youngsters here at the trading post in care of Mr. Morton, while the explorer and his assistant head on upriver in an effort to overtake the two white renegades, Butch Grogan and his partner, Limey Scroggins, who are headed for the Black Flame country in an attempt to reach the Inca temple and the buried Incan treasure. They now have the treasure map, and if they can arrive in the Black Flame country first, the treasure will be lost to the Brady family forever. But Jimmy and Jean have in mind following by canoe, keeping at a safe distance to the rear where they will not be seen. Right now, they are in conference with their newfound friend, Quito, the Indian boy who is chief of his tribe.
But wait, Quito. You just can't ask Mr. Morton to let you go with us.
Well, no, Quito. Don't you see? Mr. Noyce is leaving us in the care of Mr. Morton here. And if Mr. Morton ever learns that we're going to sneak out and go upriver, well, you see what I mean?
Si, Senor Jim. The Senor Morton, he will do everything to keep you here. But, Senor Jim, I am work for the good Senor Morton. He teach me so many things. I cannot go until I tell him what I do, see?
Oh, Jimmy, I was afraid of that. And I guess it's all off. Quito, listen. Please, don't say a word to Mr. Morton. Promise?
Quito, he cannot go away from here. I mean, I'm better always tell the Senor Morton where I go. He would like it so.
But if you don't go with us, I mean, well, you can stay here and Jean and me will go alone.
Oh, but you cannot. You do not know the river. You do not know the jungle. It would be very bad if you go alone. Quito, he will not let you.
Oh, you won't let us, huh? Well, I like that. How can you stop us, Quito?
Oh, senorita, I am sad. Quito, he is just Indian boy, but he is the very good friend of this good senorita, the Senor Jim.
Okay, that's what we mean. If you're our friend, then why not help us?
See, but that is what I'm doing now. I will be the good friend and not let you go alone upriver. I would not be the good friend if I did not do so.
I don't get it. Look, Quito, you don't understand. Our daddy, he's somewhere away up the river here, maybe hundreds of miles.
Si, senorita, you have tell me he's in the land that burns always.
Well, sure, Quito, the land of the black flame, and he's a prisoner there. And Jean and me, we came here to find Dad, don't you see?
And don't forget, Quito, Butch Grogan and Limey Scroggins are up there ahead of Mr. Norris. And if anything happened to him, we'd be to blame for that, too.
But why you be to blame?
Because if Mr. Noyce hadn't happened along that time, way downriver when our airplane broke down, he'd never got himself mixed up in this mess, see?
But maybe if I speak with the Senor Morton, maybe he say yes.
Oh, but he wouldn't, Quito. He thinks we're just a couple of kids. Thinks we should be kept here, where it's safe.
Then if I do not tell him, I cannot go with you. And if I cannot go with you, then I cannot let you go. I am so sorry.
All right. Have it your own way, then. But just try and stop us. I'd like to see you. I'm about as big as you are, see?
Now, Jimmy, none of that. You don't have to get sore. Quito thinks he's doing the right thing.
Much thanks, senorita. That is what I think I do.
Well, okay, Quito. You may be an Indian, and maybe you do know the jungles. Yeah, but you're only one person. You can't be everywhere at one time. And Jean and me, we'll find some way to get out of here.
No. If Quito say you cannot go, then you cannot go.
And now, how do you like that, Jean?
Well, gosh, I don't know what to say, Jimmy.
Well, I do, but I won't say it. Look, Quito, may I ask you how you figure you're going to stop us?
Si, senor, and I will be pleased to tell you. Quito, he's chief of his people. Quito, his people live in this country. All this country here, many, many miles of river, all Quito's country.
Say, I bet I know what he means. He means he's the chief. All he needs to do is say the word to his people, and all up the river, they'd be waiting, watching for us, and stop us. You get it, Jimmy?
Yeah, I didn't look at it that way. But, Quito, tell me, would your people stop us and turn us back, huh?
Senor Jim, they would maybe have to do that. Please, senor, senorita, no peoples. I mean, the white peoples can go up river unless they have the canoe men on the very long journey. It is a big bad long. A big canoe must go.
Oh, you mean so that we can take lots of food and hammocks and things?
Si, senorita. Big bad long. Have four, six, maybe more Indian men for paddle.
And you mean the only place we could get Indian canoe men would be from your people?
And you would say they couldn't go, and they couldn't, maybe?
If Quito, he say no go, my people, they no go.
Well, Jimmy, that seems to be that, huh? And Quito's right. How could two of us go alone, anyway?
Well, we couldn't. But, guys, Jean, what we need is some friends that would see things like we do. Quito, what would you do?
I would speak with the Senor Morton. He's the one very good person.
Oh, but look, Quito. You told us that your father went away upriver almost 4 years ago.
Si, senorita. And he never come back.
Well, that's what I mean, Quito. Just like our daddy. But look, Quito. Supposing somebody came and told you that your father wasn't lost, that he was a prisoner in some Indian tribe far away from here, what would you do then?
Quito would go there. Go there very much hurry. Oh, si, senorita.
And you wouldn't stop and never come back till you found him, would you?
No, Quito never come back unless his father come too.
All right. That's how Jean and me feel about it. After all, it's our father, isn't it?
Si, senor Jim. That is so.
Quito, how about this idea? Mr. Noyce and Pedro are leaving at sunrise tomorrow. They won't take us along. We know that. But maybe if we did say please to Mr. Morton, maybe the next day he might do something about it.
The Senor Morton, he help all persons in trouble. Indian men, same as white men.
Jean, it's an idea.
Listen then, Quito. Will you do us one favor?
I do for my friends the many favors, always.
All right. Like you say, we need canoe men.
Wait, Jean. First, we need a big battle along.
I know. That's what I mean. And if Quito, well, maybe he might manage to borrow one from his people and have it all ready, just in case Mr. Morton decided to let us go.
Si, senorita. I can get the big canoe. Oh, yes. The very good new one.
Swell. And could maybe arrange to get us paddlers for it?
I can say to the six best men of my people, you six men are the good men of the river. You will go on a long journey, and they will go because Quito, he says so.
Oh, now we're getting places, Jimmy. But how about the stuff we need?
You mean food?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have plenty of our own. One of Mr. Noyce's canoes is loaded down with stuff that came from our airplane.
Yeah, but is that all we need?
No, senorita. You will need much more. You will need the things of trade, the things which to give the strange Indian peoples far up the river. That is the way they let you pass along the river.
You mean sort of buy the rights to paddle through their country?
Si, senor. Oh, it is not to buy the right to paddle the river, but it is to keep the good friend always with the strange peoples and get the fresh food. That is much of a need always.
But how are we going to get trade goods? If we ask for trade goods, Mr. Morton will suspicion, won't he?
Wait, how's this for an idea, Jean? Keto, your people, I mean in the village you stay in, what is it they bring to Mr. Morton when they do trade?
The rubber, the balata, oh, many things they gather in the jungle.
And Mr. Morton buys it, I mean trades for it? What do your people get in exchange?
The iron hook for to catch the fish, the cloth of the woman, salt for to eat, machete for to cut the way in the jungle. Oh, many things what are need.
Okay, now look, Jean and me, we got knives, swell ones. Now you see this one?
Oh, that is so beautiful one, senor.
You like it, huh? Well, it's yours.
But I have nothing for trade.
Oh, but that isn't fair, Jimmy. That's trying to bribe Keto.
No, Jean, it isn't. I wouldn't give him that knife at all if I thought he thought that way.
But I cannot take this knife, Senor Jim.
All right. If you don't want it, maybe the witch doctor or one of the tribe elders might want it. You see what I mean?
See, Senor Jim, all Indian men, he want knife like this. It is much more good, this knife, than I have ever seen.
Then look, Keto, we don't want Indian paddlers to work for nothing. Now, Jean has a knife just like this, and we have a couple cameras and some flashlights, and I got a wristwatch, and so has Jean. All right, that's our trade goods right now.
Oh, but I don't get this, Jimmy. What are you driving at?
Look, Jean, the Indians bring rubber to Mr. Morton and get things in exchange.
Yeah?
They get trade goods if they want them, don't they?
Oh, sure. But Mr. Morton has scads of stuff in his store.
Okay, and if we get all our stuff I just mentioned and give it all to Keto here, he can take it to the village and trade our knives and watches and things for rubber, can't he?
Well, sure he can.
Yeah, but you know something, Jean? What if we do have to run into a lot of this taboo stuff upriver? I mean...
Yeah, I know. So what?
Oh, nothing. Only, I was just thinking, why couldn't you stay here at the post and Keto and me could go upriver? Now, you see what I mean?
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, listen to me, Mr. Brady. I'm going.
But, Jean, listen.
I'm going where you go.
But, Jean, listen.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
But, Jean...
Say, now,
oh,
I'm...
pipe down, will you?
I'm going along, see?
But, Jean, like I said...
Shh, hold it. Here comes Mr. Norris.
And the argument was on. If Jimmy Brady thinks he can go on up that river and leave Jean behind, well, looks like he has another thing coming. But did Mr. Norris overhear what was going on? Just what is he going to do about those well-laid plans? Maybe if Jean and Jim knew that, they might not be so sure of things. But tune in to the next broadcast and see what happens.